Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And it's 12 o'clock on a Wednesday, which means it is the lunch hour with Jason Avant, sponsored by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentists of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Great seeing you, gents.
You
great
too.
Great seeing you gents. As well, man. I got to tell you, man, we just gotten to the point where we get a little bit excited because we know we get to talk to you. You watch the film and everything. And my first question to you is this, Jason.
Okay.
Uh-oh. How quickly can we fit? No, I mean, you know, we didn't recklessly speculate it all week long. Now I'm just trying to figure out how to fix it. How quickly? What can we do to fix this offense? I mean, what are some of the easy fixes? Because you know, some people talking about changing the whole concept. I don't think you can do that. Yeah, not this late in the game. I don't think that can happen.
We've seen them try to change the whole defensive scheme in the middle of the season a couple years ago when we went with Matt Patricia.
Patricia took over for Desai, yeah.
Yeah, from Desai to Patricia. So you can't do that. So like you have to call more frequency when it comes to runs. You have to be willing to go more play action to move Jalen a little bit more. And we talked about this last week, is that you need someone to basically be in the booth. This is an easy fix. Be in the booth and log the routes. Know how many guys have done this and that, and call the alternate route for that, right? So if a hitch and go, right? So change up those little things. Also, the thing that you can do, which most people mention this all the time, is include Jalen in the run game a little bit more. You can do those things now. But when it comes to just a whole out change for the offense, it's not going to happen. But it's not just that the offense were bad. The last two games, the defense has been bad.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're starting to tire a little bit, the defense.
Well, yeah, when you go in, you know, you're playing most of the snaps, it gets kind of, you know, it can be tired.
Yeah, it
adds up.
Especially
going against good offenses.
Sure, and they did the last 2 weeks. All right, Jason, let's unpack a couple of things from the particular game on Friday. The play that we've all probably watched a million times, talked about all week, is where Jalen has Devontae open, coming underneath, and it looks like it could be a touchdown, or at least a big play. Also, Goddard looked like he was wide open and where he didn't look.
Yeah.
Take us into that play, what you saw, and what you think Jalen is trying to go through as he progresses and where he's going to go with the football.
So the Bears were in cover, what the offense will call cover zero. Now, they dropped two people out, which gave Jalen a little bit more time. But in Jalen's mind, that's cover zero, and he can't worry about if a guy's going to drop out or not. So in zero rules, what you're going to do is get to your built-in hot route or the guy that's going to be open first, and that's going to be his choice route. And Hugh knows this. It's a halfback choice or receiver choice.
Basically, it's putting me in a bad spot as a defensive end.
Yeah. So you get to go with your choice route where if it's inside leverage, he breaks out. If it's outside leverage, he breaks in. If the middle field is open, you break in like a slant. That's what you do. And in cover zero, technically the middle of the field is open. So Devontae did the right thing and broke in. But there are some quarterbacks and some thoughts that if it's green grass or there's no one around you, you can kind of stop like a hitch route. And so Jalen was anticipating Devontae to stop, but Devontae shouldn't have stopped because it's an in breaker against cover zero, which is middle field open. So that's where the miscommunication was. But either one of those plays to Dallas and or to Devontae was a touchdown if they would have completed the pass.
All right, so from your perspective, Jalen did the right thing in where he should go with the ball, but yeah, him and 100%. Devontae on the wrong page. The Goddard route, because people have brought that up.
Yeah.
Is that just one against that coverage, he's just not even going to look there because he knows Devontae's open, that's number one, and just we won't worry about Goddard? Because you watch it from the big screen, the big camera right above, it's like, wait, he's wide open too, and he didn't look over there. So take us to why he doesn't look over there.
So, well, you have a nickel in that position that's on A.J. Brown. He blitzes off A.J. Brown's face. It's technically three guys over there when the ball is snapped. So Jalen is, that's three for three. Right. I might as well stay with my front side, my backside read, which is Devontae. He's the shortest throw. He's my number one option. I should stay with that. The guy blitzes off of AJ's face. Right. Now it's 2-on-3, so one of those guys are going to be wide open. And I say this, if you were a super intuitive quarterback, maybe you peek over there and you notice Dallas. But even if you peek over there and you notice Dallas, Dallas is not looking. Dallas is actually running stutters, like he's actually juking a dude. It
took him a while, as if anyone was there.
Because
he
didn't expect to be open either. So Jalen read the play exactly right where he threw the ball at the wrong spot, ultimately. And if you look on the Hard Knocks version of it, it kind of explained everything that I said on my breakdown this week.
You know, it's funny. Like, you got that. I was going to ask you after a while, but what, like, as a Philadelphia Eagle and as an analyst, how did you see that first episode of Hard Knocks? How did it play to you when you saw it?
Well, I'll say this, is that I'm never a big fan of having having from a player's perspective. Mm-hmm. From a fan perspective, it's great.
Right.
But from a player perspective, especially when you have all the drama that you have going on, you have, you know, that pressure in order to put on. But it did make Jalen look good in a certain light, is that, you know, him taking responsibility. But that doesn't take away from everything that kind of goes on. And the truth is that Kevin Petullo is the sacrificial lamb for a lot of Jalen Hurts' mistakes. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And people want to blame Kevin Petullo because of what Jalen has brought us. Jalen has brought us a championship. Mm-hmm. He's brought us stability. The run game has been great. But when you look at Coach Sirianni is a great football coach. He's not just a good football coach. He gets his players to play for him. And Brian Johnson didn't work, we get him out of there, right? He was able to make that change. Sean Desai didn't work, we get him out of there. He was able to make that change. For some reason, he's willing to die on the hill for Kevin Petullo and not change him in his position. And I think that has to do more with him understanding that this is not a Kevin Petullo issue. This is Jalen Hurts that needs to get to a different place mentally and in his game.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I didn't get a chance to talk to you at all before we did this, and I was just kind of curious, because I'm always curious about what you're going to say, and you bring a different perspective to this show. You're echoing my sentiments when I watched that, and I tried to temper it, because I was telling Joe this morning, it's one episode,
yeah,
you know, and you know that there's a lot more to unfold when it comes to this story, but it did feel like it was a narrative, like of sorts, and I don't know what it is, but it did feel like that. And as far as the blame game goes, this is the thing that we all try to tell people, is that it's not always one thing. It's never just one thing. And it's a bunch of different things that happen. It's like a snowball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not one snowflake, it's a bunch of snowflakes. And when it goes downhill, it gains momentum, it gets worse. But yeah, when I look at this and I look at all the variables in it, there's a lot that goes on in this, and there's a lot that we still don't know, and that's why I asked, how I just want to fix it as best we possibly can before Monday.
Yeah, before Monday. And the thing is that we're going to have to find a way. And here's the thing that we can do, and this is something that has worked against the Chargers, you know, defense this week in particular, is that Jacksonville was able to have some splash running plays with Tootin and Etienne in the backfield. And what they did was what Ben Johnson did to our defense, is a bunch of motions behind the line of scrimmage, which caused the linebacker's eyes to be displaced and moved in the wrong direction. And the defensive ends for the Chargers, especially their big guys, when you look at Dupree and you look at Tuipulotu, those guys are a little bit cautious on the edge, and a lot of teams don't even block those guys. They'll go gap scheme, they'll put a guy in motion, and they have that motion behind the line of scrimmage. So those are some things that we can do in order to get our run game going. So that's a simple fix, and I think we can echo or kind of repeat what we've seen with Ben Johnson, and I think that's something that's in our game plan already when it comes to motion behind the line of scrimmage. And the other thing too, as far as offenses run, is we got to get more than, you know, the 10 passing plays that we do. I'm not saying there's a wholesale
change. They need
more
variety.
Here's the thing: the Eagles have the plays. Why they're not running them, that's to be determined.
All right, Jason Avant with us for lunch hour. Before we go to the phone lines here, take some calls. Jason, you mentioned something a few minutes ago, kind of those quick fixes when Hugh was asking you what they could do. You mentioned Jalen running more, using Jalen's legs more. There were a couple reports over the weekend, one from Jeff McClain of the Inquirer, one from Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice, that I'm paraphrasing, that Jalen, before the season and during the season, maybe he's expressed he doesn't want to run as much. Maybe that's not going to be as much a part of the game plan. If Jalen isn't using his legs, how big of an impact is that on how good he could be? Because I think about quarterbacks that have been mobile, and then as they got older, right? Donovan, Russell Wilson, Mark Brunell was like that for me. Like, when guys have their legs, they're a dual threat, and then they lose that as they age, it changes their game. Now, some guys evolve past it, some guys don't. If Jalen isn't as willing, or they're not as willing to call the plays, how much does that hamper how good this offense could be?
Yeah, Jalen is not, you know, the purest gunslinger, right? So his mobility and his game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of his game, you know, I would say 40 to 50% of his game has to do with his legs. So basically you turn into 40, 50% less of the player.
Mm.
In turn, right, if you're not using that, because you need to keep the defense honest. So, yeah, are we waiting for him to evolve and become the player that he knows that he can be when it comes to delivering the football? Yeah, we're waiting on that. But in the interim, you can't deny who you are, right? So going away from that is like, you know, this
you're not
person
staying true
is done,
to who you are.
No, you're not. It's like I purchase – this, but you know, this part of the whatever it is that I purchase,
I'll
tell
you,
I'll
help you with
this. It's
analogy.
Not working.
It's like
he was good with analogies. Yeah.
When people wear spandex, and you ain't got a spandex body, just because they make it in your size, don't mean you need to purchase it. You know, what I'm saying? Because we see it all the time. Just because it comes in your size.
It's a fun analogy. I'm not sure it applies, but it's a fun analogy.
It's just like, it just don't mean you got to get it.
Yeah.
So you just don't get it.
So, all right, let me ask you this question from, that's the perspective of like an analyst.
Yeah.
You guys were players. Does part of you get it? Jalen is at the stage of his career where, I mean, he could have a contract extension if they want to after the season. Like, part of me does understand, like, the human player part of it. Like, maybe he doesn't want to get hurt anymore. You know, he got the concussion last year when he ran. Do you guys get that? Or do you say, no, he's got to do what's best for the team? Like, do you understand? If it's true that he is...
I'll let Jason go first.
If it's true that he maybe doesn't want to run as much anymore to prioritize his long-term health on the field... Jason, do you get that? Or is it like, come on, man, we need the best of you?
Well, there's the responsibility of the player to look out for, you know, his best interest,
sure.
Right? So, and that's what you're saying. His best interest may be to be injury-free. But at the same time, this is a return on investment for any organization. And this is what it is Jalen has to, with all caution that he needs, to put to run the ball. There's ways for the quarterback to get down. You can slide.
Sure.
You can dive head forward. Like, you can do head first. You can do all those things and still be aggressive when it comes to running the ball. And then Josh Allen is a much better thrower than Jalen. And he's willing to sacrifice, and he's willing to do what it takes in order to get out of bounds or be explosive and run for third and shorts. There's no way that a mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts, we should be last or close to last in the league on third downs. It should never happen.
And early in his career, I thought he was great at it. His first year, they didn't have any weapons, and he extended so many drives with runs. That game against the Chargers, his first year as a starter, I was at that game. He did the flip for the first down. It used to be a calling card of him.
Yeah.
And now we're not getting it's not even it's one thing, it's the design runs. It's also not as many scrambles. Hugh, what do you think? Like, the player perspective, preserving his body versus, hey, the team needs me to do this.
This is what we signed up for. And there are certain, you know, things that come along with playing this game that we play, that we signed up for. We've been playing, like a lot of us have been playing our whole lives. You know what I mean? So when I play, it never dawned on me that I would feel the way that I feel now. Now, I'm okay. I mean, as far as you can be okay for a person that played in the league for 10 years. But I look back on the sacrifices that I made and some of the things that I did. The only thing that I regret, Jason, is that I didn't take better care of my body when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you talk about getting rest, not drinking too much alcohol, you know, like just doing, you know, I used to laugh at guys to do the hyperbaric chambers and the massages and things of that nature. Now that I look back on it and I say, if I'd have took better care of my body, maybe I'd have got a couple more years out of the game or something like that. So that's the only regret that I have. But any decision I made to play and leave it all out there on the field, nah, I don't regret any of that.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
What's going on?
Jason and Hugh, I really appreciate the way you guys break stuff down. There's a lot of stuff that we see on TV that we're not privy to the inside information.
Not Joe, though.
What about my breakdowns, Jeff? What about my breakdowns? No, go ahead, Jeff.
You
just
break
kidding.
Down when Elliot comes on and you just wig out on him.
Well, I mean, sometimes someone's got to tell him, like, his stuff is just nonsense.
Hey, Joe, a breakdown is a breakdown. I don't care what it looks like.
Yeah,
breakdown is a breakdown.
Jeff, go ahead. We're just having fun.
And Hugh's low-key instigating when he tells Joe to, you heard him.
Oh, like, of course he is. I know.
That's my dog.
Yeah, that's what he does. Oh, go ahead, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Okay, so the initial part of the show was talking about whether Sirianni's job is intact if it goes south.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of the two Super Bowl appearances and the win, I think it is. I don't know about Petullo, but I can't speak on that. But I can't see them. I know they moved off of Doug, but I think that Carson situation was way worse than what we have with Jalen Hurts.
Well, it was. Yeah, I mean, Jalen's better than Carson.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but I just can't see them moving away from Sirianni if things go south.
Yeah, I don't think they want to move off anyone. If I'm Jeff Lurie, I'm like, I can't have the 25th best offense. They have to change.
Well, something's got to change.
Yeah, they have to change a variable. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. We were unpacking Jason the last couple of days. Like, if this goes south and they end the season either collapsing or close to it and the offense is like towards the bottom of the league, it's just hard for me to believe they bring everyone back next year. Like, that's not how the Eagles usually operate. And they have a coach that's been at two Super Bowls. They have a quarterback that's been a Super Bowl MVP and it's under contract. Like, I don't know what they do. Do they just hope a new coordinator fixes everything in the offseason?
Well, a new coordinator has shown, if you get the right coordinator, that they can fix they can fix a lot.
The only issue for that, for me, is like it feels like we're on this up and down. Like, if we get a new coordinator and he's good,
he's gone.
He's a head coach, right? And just like Steichen, just like Kellen Moore. So, like, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie and this keeps going this way, I have to ask myself at some point, where's my stability within all this?
No, it's so hard to just leave Nick Sirianni.
I understand.
That would be tough. I think that they would do something at the quarterback position before they get rid of Nick Sirianni.
Do you think that would be... All right, so let's unpack that for a second. Because to me, Howie Roseman, when he's not sure, he hedges. So if Jalen continues to play like this, if the offense thinks, would that be a draft pick? Or do you think they would go get another get another guy to replace Jalen? Because a draft pick is just a guy in the pipeline. You know what I mean? When they drafted Jalen, Carson was still the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Eagles would draft a quarterback?
Well, this is a hypothetical.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical.
And this is kind of tough. We're going down a whole path that's kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. But what do I think in that situation? I think that you would give Tanner McKee his shot at that point.
Okay.
At that time, if that's what you come up with.
Right.
But remember, the Eagles have a lot of season left. They have some time to kind of correct their ills and try to make a playoff run. And we know that this team is capable of doing it. Will they be able to, shake the demons of this year in order to do that? To be determined.
Yeah, that will be. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's do this quickly. And I'm sorry that we're subjecting Jason to this, but Cowboy Jim is up. Cowboy Jim, go ahead.
Oh, I haven't heard on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah.
Bad days.
Not this week, Jim.
I'm so sorry about that. Oh, and by the way, Kevin Petullo's kids are also being harassed at school. So, with all due respect, all
right, let's not do anything with the Petullo stuff. Go ahead. Just talk about the Eagles.
All right, fine. Hey, and as for Charger Aaron, I know your favorite teams will be playing, but I'm glad you're not going to the game because you'll be taking all the oxygen out of the area. So, anyway, Joe. Hey, listen, I need rip Joe Giglio Prescott right now.
Okay.
So, Joe, no positivity about the Cowboys comes from your mouth. 2 years of Jerry sucks. Prescott sucks.
Well, I never said that. I never said Dak sucks.
They win three games, and you're already like, oh wow. Well, looks like they're going to go to the playoffs. Looks like they could go. Move on.
Well, they're playing well. I mean, what am I going to say? They've won three in a row.
And if they lose to the Lions, you'll be like, oh well, that's typical of the Cowboys.
Sure,
that's
exactly.
Going to come out of your mouth.
That's
Friday
exactly.
Morning.
You're right. That's exactly what's going to happen. You nailed it.
Listen, Q, I have a serious question for you.
What you
and Mr. Avant, I have also, this goes to you too. Do you think there's players out there that just say, I don't want to be coached. I don't need to be coached anymore. I've been in this game long enough, and this could be hurting teams. How do you feel about that? And has that ever happened to either one of you?
I don't – no, not any team that I've ever been on. I never feel like somebody felt that they couldn't be coached. Now, there's some
– good call, Jim.
Some quarterback, like I told you, I talk about Boomer all the time.
Yeah, right.
And how Boomer was arrogant. Like Boomer, my first year in the league, he was my quarterback at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And Boomer, like, he was with the Bengals. I think that was his team before he came to the Jets. He was with the Bengals. And he took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. And he's from the area, and he was a little arrogant. And when they started to move off from Boomer, he was a little bit upset. He went to Arizona and had a pretty good season, if I'm not mistaken. But that's because he was the Long Island kid that came back home, and he was, he was that dude. But as far as being a person that is uncoachable, that was the closest thing that I've ever ran into anything like that.
Yeah. When it comes for me, is that certain guys you need to – I know some guys that didn't think that they need as much coaching as they – they thought. You find those guys and you see those guys a lot, but I will say that it's all about how you deliver the information to some. Everyone is not going to take coaching the same way, right? Some guys you need to establish a relationship with and they can't take hard coaching. Then other guys can be dog cursed because they had Nick Saban, right? So
they're used
to it. So you have to just find that. But everyone wants to be coached. You just got to figure out what language or what frequency they're on in order to give that information.
Well, I would think players just want to get better, right? Like if you get better, you'll last in the league more, you'll make more money. I mean, I would think it's like like benefits both parties. The coach gets more out of you, and you play better.
It does, but you're going into that area where you're dealing with people that have been good so long right. that some people are not receptive as you think to coaching.
More like, stubborn.
More stubborn. Yeah. My way is right. Yep. So there's guys that think that they know more than coaches.
Which they probably don't. I mean, I would imagine most players don't. Yeah.
That's why you need senior coaching and you need established coaching, because you don't want your players looking at you like, dude, that was freaking stupid.
Yeah, right. That kid.
I used to look at what's his name? Jack Del Rio like that. Mm. Jack brought it, dog.
Is that why he cut you on Hard Knocks?
Jack brought an axe and a piece of wood in the locker room and said he tried to mandate that everybody chop the wood.
You don't strike me as a wood chopping guy.
And I told him, I was like, I'm not a lumberjack.
Did she do anything for us?
Not like that. And I think it was the kicker. Damn, they cut his leg off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jack didn't last much longer than that, if I remember right. All right, 215-592-9495. We'll continue this after the break. Jason Avant with us. We also want to get Jason to take on something one of his former teammates said about the Eagles' offense and a change they could make. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you can't expect to handle a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field position. It's a football metaphor. And a worn-out mattress would do that for you fast. Lucky for you, the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now with mattresses warehouse-wide. Savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off top brand names you all know and love, like Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and all those good names. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Y'all heard me talk about these adjustable bases. Listen, as an older person, you can take that adjustable base and it vibrates and you can put the head up and the legs up and you can be all kind of creative when it comes to that adjustable base, you know. And they have queen mattresses starting at just $179.99. Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget, whether you're upgrading or your own setup or getting the house ready for the holidays, you know, when we got people coming around and everything. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing, free day next delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me, the big fella. Why shop anywhere else? Visit TheMattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. That's TheMattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.